An area of low pressure continues to track to the northeast over New England today. It's a rather unique system for this time of year, as it has characteristics that are more typically associated with colder season storms. The system produced flash flooding yesterday in areas to our east, and heavy rain continues to be associated with the system as it moves through New England. We are basically in the fringe of the system. We have had some showers on the western edge of it going through portions of New England today. The cloud line is basically along the Hudson River, so that's where we've had a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and farther west we've had more abundant sunshine through the day. As we work into the night, that storm system will move away, and we'll see a bubble of high pressure come into the area, and that will serve to clear things out. It'll be another pleasant night as temperatures fall back mainly into the 50s across New York and western New England, though we may see some 40s in the colder spots in the Adirondacks. Coming up during the day tomorrow, we'll see partly sunny to mostly sunny skies. It will turn slightly more humid as we go on through the day, but it's not going to be anything that's too oppressive. Temperatures tomorrow will climb up into the 80s in most areas, and there is the small chance of a few pop-up scatter-type showers and storms, though they should be rather limited in coverage. Sunday will present a greater chance for showers and storms as a frontal system draws a bit closer. And with that frontal system nearby, we'll have more in the way of clouds on Sunday. It's also going to be a more humid day as temperatures will be into the 70s and 80s for highs. And we'll continue to have a chance for at least some scattered showers as we work into the day on Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, some patchy fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, turning more humid, high in the upper 70s to mid-80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, some areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, turning slightly more humid, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or storm, turning slightly more humid, high in the mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, some patchy fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, turning more humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, humid, high in the upper 70s to mid-80s, and partly sunny with a chance of scattered showers and storms on Monday, humid, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.